I just want to say, I think in the end, everybody will have to come around to this. Because if they pass more money for maternal and child health, they're going to find more mothers that need the PMTCT treatment. If they do this, they're going to find more kids that need ARVs. And if they build more healthcare systems, I can assure you, based on our experience in Ethiopia, in Zambia, in Malawi, in Rwanda, and every place we work, they're going to have a lot of people showing up for treatment. And who wants to build a nice new clinic that is nothing more than an office where someone says no? Thank you very much for coming in. Here's your health status. Now go away. So we're in a very difficult position here that we can work our way out of over the next 2 or 3 years. But I just want to urge you not to assume the bad faith of the White House or the administration. The director of PEPFAR, Dr. Ari Goolsbee, is here. He had the guts to come here. He ought to get some kind of Purple Heart for showing up. Stand up, Eric. Give him a hand. Hey, now what I want you to know is this is important. This man is your friend. He's been working on AIDS since before maybe the youngest people in this room were born. He went to China for our foundation to set up the AIDS program we did in rural China. He is a good man. The other thing you need to know is that, well, just last week, he released new guidelines confirming that our funds can now be used for needle exchange to prevent HIV among injection drug users. And finally, you need to know that the U.S. held off 1 year longer than most of the major European contributors to the Global Fund in shaving the contribution. But the European countries, I think, would like to do better, too. So, and as all of you know, or many of you do, the new director of AID in the State Department formerly worked for the Gates Foundation. He is your friend, too. So I think you should have a joint strategy. And I think you should lobby the Congress. And I think you should educate people about not making a false choice. And I think that is a far more effective strategy. Now, then the second thing I would say is we have to remind ourselves that more of the same is not good enough. Yeah, we've made progress on prevention, but we don't do very much on it. And we know the AIDS epidemic won't end with the treatment options we have now. It will only end when we stop new infections and no one dies before their time. We're not doing enough ourselves. First, we have to do treatment better. Specific drugs that can keep people healthy even when they aren't on ARVs. Better integration between HIV and TB therapy. Amazingly, these two diseases, although they are most often coincident in one body, are still treated separately in most places. We need better and more durable combinations of drugs and testing that is simpler and quicker. We have to do prevention better, too. We have to scale up what works. I'm thrilled that we now have indisputable evidence that circumcision works. We also have indisputable evidence, and Bill Gates will talk more about this when he speaks, that all these cultural things we were told about how all African men will never show up and do this turned out to be flat out wrong, that there's more demand for it than we thought, but there's not enough supply yet. And it has to be done in a safe way. So we have to do more of it, and we should invest more money in it.